You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to Toffee TV. It is the match preview, Everton versus Nottingham Forest. Got to get that name completely. They don't like it when you call them Notts, do they?
No.
No, they don't like that. So Nottingham Forest. Huge.
You could call them Nottingham. Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest?
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest. No.
Trip off the tongue so well.
Huge game, John. Huge game. Goodison Park, Sunday, 1:30. Huge, huge game. Obviously, Everton sitting 1 point above Nottingham Forest in the table. Luton obviously play on Saturday, which they could be above both teams by the time this fixture comes around. And it's such a huge pressurised game for both teams, who obviously feel like they shouldn't be where they are right now. Obviously, Everton should feel like they should be 8 points better off, and Forest feel like they should be 4 points better off. So both teams have been victims of the PSR this year as well. So it adds into what could be a very, very tense day at Goodison Park.
Yeah, it's a definitive six-pointer. Absolutely definitive, in the sense of neither team will want to lose.
Yeah.
So let's see how that impacts the game. Both would obviously like to win. Both would probably take a draw, I would think, notwithstanding what happens to Luton first. You know, clearly if Luton win, it may modify the needs there a little bit. But it'd be interesting to see how it plays out. But if we look at the way the MO of those two clubs or those two teams has played out so far, you'd expect Sean Dyche to set Everton up to not lose. And Nottingham Forest manager might set them up to say, let's go at these guys, we might be able to do them.
Yeah. Forest have got Man City as well next week as well, so
they can't afford two losses on the trot though, can they?
Yeah, so they'll be looking at this thinking, you know, we've got to make sure we don't lose the game.
Well, that's certainly the way Everton will enter it as well,
first and foremost. And Everton will, I think, obviously Everton coming off the back of that 6-0 defeat at Chelsea, what you'd feel like that would do is create a situation where that can't happen again. We can't start like that again. And the irony of that is the way Everton played early on against Chelsea is the way Everton fans want to see Everton play at home, and haven't seen that this season. Or maybe only Bournemouth, Everton started really well and ended up winning the game 3-0. But that's how people would want us to start. But probably now we're not going to see that kind of football because of what happened on Monday night. The manager will go back to what worked against Burnley, being very tight, even at 1-0 up against 10 men. And that creates
tension.
More tension, doesn't it?
It does. And the tension for Goodison being, and perversely, it'll happen even worse at Bramley Moor, because Bramley Moor is designed to create atmosphere. And atmosphere can be positive or negative, right? And it does transfer from the terraces, we use old speak, onto the pitch and then into the players.
Yeah.
And we watch players can't even pass a ball 3 metres, you know, to someone in the same colour shirt all of a sudden. And so the pre-match, or the week, that's the pre-match for opposition managers, is we know what Goodison's like.
Yeah,
it's not great for them, right? Particularly when there's a tension in the air. So our job is actually to put tension into it, and Dyche should be saying, let's keep it out,
yeah,
right? And but keeping it out is not achieved in our ground with our fan base, me included, in a world where we accede control of the game to the opposition. Because you just want to be tight with a couple of banks of four and say, go on, break us down if you dare, sort of thing. Because if they do, pressure goes up tremendously because of our inability to score goals.
Yeah, and fans don't trust the process either, because if the process had led to more wins at home and more than just the four that we've had, then people would say, we don't mind not having the ball, we understand it, this is what will...
I know the sweet spot's 37%.
This is what will work. But it hasn't worked enough for us, and that's the problem. You know, you win games playing ugly.
Yeah.
People are fine with that. When you're not winning games, and as I said, it builds that tension, and I think Sunday is going to, as I said, and it could be swung even because of what happens in Luton. If Luton win and they've gone above us, does that mean, does Forrest come out the traps thinking we've got to win this, and we know if we put pressure on Everton and pressure on the Everton crowd that we could swing this game early? I don't think doesn't play into massively how you play a game, but it can play a part in the psyche of a game.
Well, and that's the key. The psyche of the game would, I think, change if Luton won, because Everton and Forrest would be thinking it's between us to go down now. Yeah, where if Luton lose, Everton might say it's between Forrest and Luton to go down, or Forrest might say it's between Everton and Luton to go down. And therefore, they'll have a perspective of whether one point is enough, right?
Yeah.
Everton, if we complete the season just matching what those two clubs do,
yeah,
we don't go down.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And in fact, Forest don't go down if that happens. So hence, if Luton lose, both teams will say there's another point we can put on Luton just by drawing.
Yeah. And that's why I was so surprised, by the way, on Monday night, of how Everton played, because knowing what the other results were, you would think they would have maybe relaxed a little bit into the game and not being so. Or maybe that's what made Sean Dyche think being a bit more open and gung-ho in those early minutes, you know, we were allowed to, because we knew what everyone else...
He didn't mind if we lost.
Yeah, in a way, and he didn't mind seeing what could be achieved by letting the team off the leash a little bit and letting them press high, but of course
We did talk about that earlier in the
week. Yeah, it went spectacularly.
It may have been by design, but, you know, he was happy to say after Burnley, we planned to win ugly. Right, well, he could have said we planned to be more expansive because we knew the other results. You know, our position in the league couldn't change per se, notwithstanding you lose by a load of goals. It's a goal difference thing. So we did take the leash off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you saw what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Forrest away record, played 16. They've only actually won 2 games away from home, losing 10. So again, on that point of view, they're not good travellers. They haven't made into many grounds this season and won the games. Again, that's good news for Everton, but it's changing that on the day, isn't it? It's changing that into something that helps us. I mean, we've only won 4 home games.
Yeah, I think I'm sort of an optimist on everything, but the type of team that the Dyche team of this season, if it plays to its full potential, playing the way he wants us to, which is fundamentally tight at the back, very good at set pieces, that sort of thing, they're the team we want to play.
Yeah.
They're awful at set pieces.
Yeah.
Truly awful. They've got a little bit of pace in the team, so we don't necessarily want to leave room at the back for them to exploit. In other words, you don't necessarily want to play against them the way you played against Man United and Chelsea away, right? So it just suits him to play the way he thinks is right, which with the squad of players he's got and all that sort of stuff, really tight at the back, don't leave any room, you know, don't get caught on the counter, and the chance will come, put it away.
Yeah. But that's it. Set pieces are going to be huge. Yeah. They are poor on
them. I think we need to be smarter on particularly corner kick type stuff, because if you look at what Chelsea done, they've done it for many years, that style of basically we'll grapple with you and we'll wrestle and so on. You've got to be cuter to make it blindingly obvious to the referee this is being initiated by them. And if Beto or whoever it is, DCL or whoever, Anana, Branthwaite, Tarkowski, have to go down, you know, because they feel like they're being manhandled about. Because I personally don't see how Forest deal with set pieces against the the strength we have in it when we're doing it properly without resorting to dark tactics.
I hope we've been clever this week. I hope we've sat down and we've looked at the set pieces and where we can hurt them.
I'm sure they have.
Just keep trying to do, you know, if they found a weak spot, try and keep doing that again and again and again and again. There doesn't need to be loads of variation. If they're not good at something, try and keep hitting that where they're not good at.
Your PS5 remote control out with FM24. Yeah. Click the thing that says play for free kicks, right? And then put good ones in.
Yeah. That's it. And the sad thing is, other than that, it's hard to really put into words what tactics we'll use, because
we don't do a huge amount of open play.
We don't have huge tactical nous to sort of say, oh, we can create from this, we can create from that. Set pieces are, that's where they're weakest, that's where we're best.
Mm.
That's where we've got to hurt them. And if that means he can get a goal up, or even two goals up, God, then you can relax a little bit and maybe play a little bit more open football, which we've seen in other games this season. But we've got to somehow get the 3 points if we, you know, that's...
I don't care.
It's hook or by crook at this stage, isn't it? Because the games we've got coming, you know, we've obviously got the Merseyside derby on Wednesday, which will be very tense affair for both teams, by the way.
It will.
Which is good for us. A scenario has been created now where it's not just, it's just pressure on one team. There's pressure on the other team. And then next week we've got...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Brentford, and then we've got Luton, and we've got Sheffield United. And on paper, you know, you couldn't really ask for better fixtures. No. You know, I know people go on the Merseyside derby, but
they're defining. You know, if you're in the dressing room or you're the one trying to motivate the players, you can see it, can't you? Mm. This lot are awful at set pieces. We're really good, but we've got to do it.
Yeah.
And then we play Liverpool. Form goes out the window. That's what you'd say, isn't it? It's a derby. Form goes out the window. We normally get a draw here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So we've just beaten Forest, and then we draw with Liverpool, and then Brentford rock up in the flip-flops. That's what you say about them. They're
after
in the flip-flops.
They've beaten Luton.
Yeah, yeah. They're in the flip-flops, you know. And you can say, we can sort this season out in this
in a week.
10 days or whatever week, it is, right? My uncle will come over from Canada. He'll take the credit for everything. He sees 3 games and we get 7 points.
There you go. All sorted.
Job done. Okay, next.
All sorted. Right, let's have a look at Forrester's team from the draw against Wolves. Obviously, Chris Wood is a handful.
He is.
And I remember being at Leicester. Martinez, his second season, very comfortable, 2-0, passing the ball around like we were Brazil, and then he popped up and scored, and he collided with 10 minutes to go. He's got a habit of doing that. Behind him, they've got Reina, Morgan Gibbs-White, Callum Hudson-Odoi, so they've got a little bit of something there, a little bit of craft, a little
they
bit
have,
of pace.
They have.
Danilo, I think he scored last week, didn't he?
And he did.
He's a decent player. So it is that three behind that we have to worry about, and obviously Chris Wood in the air makes things happen. But obviously Morgan Gibbs-White is obviously a big part of that. Played 32 games.
It's around a bit, doesn't he?
Five goals next year, 5.87, so he's near about that. 7 assists and an XA of...
Who knows?
5.7. 7, so doing well on the assist as well. And as you can see, yeah, he is all over the pitch, and he has been their spark this season. I think if Forest have got anything going for them over what we've got, is that they do have a talisman this season.
Mm.
We haven't had a talisman. Decorey early on, yes, but certainly in the second half of the season, we haven't had a talisman. And I think for them, he is a player that probably feels like he probably is better than where Forest are in the table. And he's been that little thing that we need. Obviously, a couple of years ago, we had Richarlison and he really dragged us through. Last season was Decorey and was McNeil. Hasn't been there this year. And I think that's a real issue for the fans, isn't it? When you've got a player like him, you can all get behind him, you can have that expectation. Mm. When you haven't got that player, I think fans are lost. Who do we look for? Who's going to be the player who's going to do it for us?
Who causes a buzz when they come on?
Yeah. And he's doing it for them, and I think we've got to watch out for him.
He's there, Barkley, isn't he? For influence.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to say that, of course, Barkley for Luton, yeah, certainly. But he's been...
The influence on their team.
Yeah.
Barkley's influence is on Luton.
Of course, yeah. Let's have a little look at Everton's team from the Barkley Chelsea. Seamus Coleman, obviously, touch and go for this game. Obviously, Nathan Patterson has been ruled out for the rest of the season. Jared Branthwaite will be available, it looks like, after going off in this game. Dominic Calvert-Lewin looks like he is available, so that's great news for us, because I just think he's just got a little bit more than obviously Beto has. What do we do on the right-hand side? Do we go back to Jack Harrison now? He's had his little rest. Do we think it's time now to bring him back for the last few games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Ashley. But
I would. And I don't know why they don't switch Dwight and Harrison a bit more frequently during
in the games. Game. Yeah,
because clearly they both can be a bit predictable if they just stay on one side.
Mm.
So a little bit of rotation would help. And Ashley Young shouldn't be starting for me. So there you go. Sorry.
Absolutely. I you just mentioned it. I'd
Ben Godfrey going right back.
Ben Godfrey probably going to right. But I think McNeil needs a big game. He really does need a big game. He just hasn't done it this season.
No.
He scored the winner against Forest down there. It was a great goal. And then he scored against Chelsea. Was it Chelsea and Newcastle? Newcastle.
More.
He scored against, sorry, Newcastle.
He needs to shoot more.
Yeah. He has to start taking responsibility higher up the pitch. Don't get me wrong, he still works incredibly hard and he still has an influence on the way we play. But he has to start doing it higher up the pitch and remember what he did this time last season and how him and Decorey really were a big part of dragging us through that period.
Mm. Well, yeah. Yeah, and we see it in cameos, don't we?
Mm.
Both of them, in fact, you know, even you go right back to the Brighton game where you say, are these the same players who play every week sort of thing? Wouldn't it be how good would it be if we just produced one of those performances where where the Chelsea one was none of them turned up.
Mm.
In this one, they all turned
up. They all turned up, yeah.
And if they all turn up, we win.
Yeah.
If they all turn up, we win.
And you know, we've mentioned it. It's hard to go into. It really is. Anyone watching who's a Forest fan, it's really hard to talk about Everton tactics because we don't have any. I genuinely don't have any. Like, if Beto starts, the tactics will be different from if Dom starts. We'll try and go in behind if Beto plays. If we got if Dom, we'll go long and try and win the first ball and play from there. The tactics, you just can't talk about tactics with Evan. That's why it's about set pieces. But what an opportunity to set up that week, get it off, you know, get it going on Sunday, get that win, take the pressure off, put all the pressure on Forest, put all the pressure on Luton. Going into that Merseyside derby, suddenly people feeling, you know what, we've got an opportunity to get something out of this game. Okay, we're not sitting here going, oh, we're going to beat Liverpool. But suddenly, you're right, we do draw with them quite a lot. So the prospect of keeping that going, and if we did get two positive results, then going into the Brentford game, everyone, the atmosphere would be brilliant, everyone would be bouncing. And you're thinking, can we take the pressure off the Luton game then? Because that's what everyone wants. Let's get it right.
Or ramp up the pressure on Luton, which is the same thing. Yeah.
Everyone wants the pressure off that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we said, Forest play Man City next week. I think they play their final three games after. I think they play Sheffield United away, Chelsea at home, and Burnley away. So they've got the homes that they'd rather wear away, and they've got the aways that they'd rather wear homes. Mm. I think But for us, we've got a massive opportunity this week to just change the story, change the narrative, change the negativity, change the noise around the manager, you know, change the noise around some of these players. It can all be done this week. It's a huge, huge week for the football club.
It's just, it's defining.
Yeah, PSR hearings coming up and
it's
all
defining
that.
Defining, because we'll have these, whatever the number of days is, it's still a week on Saturday, isn't it? So 9 days, isn't it, or something? And then the week after, the PSR thing will happen. So here's your sunny day plan.
Yeah.
Get your 7 points, get another point back, Luton are relegated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
And if Forest get anything back, having lost to us, but then they get points, you know, they win games somewhere else, it's certainly, you know, through that sunny day plan, we're out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're out of it.
Yeah. And let's be honest, it really is hard to call this game.
It is.
Because
it
Forest
is.
have been really, really poor. And Everton have been really, really poor. Both teams
but
are
compared
on.
Compared to us, they always look more attractive.
They do.
Because they've got pace
and
stuff.
But their run has been...
worse.
It's been...
In points gained, yeah, it's worse than ours. They might have won a game or more than us or something. But in total points won in that period, what was it? We won 10 and they won 9 or something. You know what I mean? So it's nip and tuck. So two poor teams.
Yeah, I think they've won two less than us. And
well,
of
there
course.
You go. So who wants it?
Yeah.
Who
and
wants
and
it?
Obviously, even though they've had points taken off, we've had two lots of PSR and we should be on 35 points and
we've had twice as many points deducted this
day. So it's,
you know, we've got to play the team if we can. That's the hard part.
Like
play
said,
the team, not the circumstances.
As I said, they've only won two away games. They're not in great form. I know we're not in great form, but we're at home and it's the onus is on us after what we witnessed on Monday night. It's on us to get out there on Sunday and get the game
do
won.
It properly.
Get it won. Get it won by hook, by crook. Get it won and stand up. And I think whoever comes out, whoever wins this game, it'll be because their players stood up on the day.
True.
And got through it. It's not going to be a great game of football by any means.
I'm going to be in the Gladys Street for the first time in a game.
Upper or lower?
Upper.
That doesn't count.
I know, but you know,
you'll get a different perspective.
Get tickets where you can go.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
And it's not dissimilar from where I used to be in the upper before I moved the Park End. So that the missus could have a ticket. So it'll be interesting. She's never been up there. We've been Wolves, in the COVID game.
We
were up there for that. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
But I think she'll be surprised how much difference it is.
You're not going to get to see all the banners in the Gladys Street. That's the only thing. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I've seen them.
You might be holding some of them.
Back in the day, it would have been when I was on the
highly pressurised game.
No.
Brentford, do your job first, please.
Yes, do
Luton. Do your job first.
Do Luton. Yeah.
And then we can, face Sunday. With a little bit more hope and a little bit more excitement that it's not going to be one of those days, but
it might be one of those days, you know, that we remember.
Hopefully, it's a game where we go, done the job today. We've
Excellent.
Done the job, and
just
everything.
Do it, Blues.
And everything is good, and there's
and
no,
they play in red, so that's another motivation.
Yeah. And nobody's talking about all the negative things at all. Just
we
got the job done. So there you go. Let us know your thoughts in the comments on this one. I know Forest fans. I've seen Forest fans going, "Don't be worrying." But we're like that. We're like,
"Don't be worrying."
Isn't it mad? It's just like we're worse. No, we're the bigger cheats. No one's saying that.
Did you ever think we're a Forest fan, or were you going to do one?
I've done it. Yeah,
done it
with a Forest fan this week.
What was he saying? Or she?
Yeah, they were saying we're not very good.
And you said, neither are we.
I said, neither are we. I said, well, that's why we're both where we are, isn't it? Well, that's why we are. You can't dress it up.
As bad as both teams are, without points deductions,
we'd be safe, let's be honest. We'd be absolutely safe.
Yeah.
And Forest would be probably a win away from being safe.
Yeah.
So then PSR things have only helped one team, and that's Luton, isn't it?
And they're the ones whinging that they've been hard done by.
Don't get it. It's got nothing to do with them.
I've not heard their fans whinging, but maybe I don't know many.
No. There you go. Let us know your thoughts
in
the comments. Make sure to check out my starting 11 as well when it comes out. That should be interesting. And we'll be doing all the after-match stuff, obviously.
Monday?
Well, Sunday, John. I'll be straight out. Straight my video.
Oh, your instant match reaction.
Might go
I thought you meant,
out.
You know, the
no, final word on Monday. So make sure you check that out. That'll be live over on Toffee TV Premiere. Where you should be. Price of a coffee for a month. Come and join us.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff on there. No ads for the videos or the podcast either. Thanks very much. The link is in the description. QR codes come on the screen now. Thanks for watching. See you later.